The ConocoPhillips liquid natural gas plant in Nikiski that was mothballed last month has gotten a reprieve. The company announced last week that new contracts will send more work to the facility, but it doesn't necessarily mean new jobs. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
New business for a natural gas plant in Nikiski means more than just a few lines on a corporate payroll sheet. It means more people in the community. That, according to Felix Martinez, is the big takeaway from the news that ConocoPhillips has some more business on the horizon, including a contract with Buccaneer Energy for their Kenai Loop project. I spoke with Felix, who, along with his wife Pamela, owns the M&M market in Nikiski. He was happy to hear that the plant will not be closing permanently anytime soon because the jobs provided by companies like Conoco are the lifeblood of a small town.
I mean, we're the shrimp on the back of the whale. You know, we're eating the crust off their barnacles, and it's good to us. We don't know any better.
The plant currently employs about 50 people, and these new contracts will not change that, according to Conoco spokesperson Natalie Lohman.
Well, the plant is still in a kind of preservation mode right now, but ConocoPhillips has negotiated new gas contracts and an agreement to lease an LNG tanker, and that will allow the LNG plant to resume exports in mid-2012.
She says there have not yet been any plans made about the future of the plant beyond next year. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre was also happy to hear that there was new demand for the services provided in Nikiski.
Well, I'm pleased by the news, and obviously we're confident that the Kenai Peninsula and the oil and gas development in Cook Inlet has a bright future, and this is certainly a good indicator of that.
For local business owners, at least one more year of production from that plant is music to their ears. Reporting from Nikiski, I'm Shaylin Cochran.